We'll open up hearing for submissions on the proposed water and land plan. And just before we turn to the submitters, Mr. McCallum Clark, anything to report?
No, I was going to ask you more questions today about the property this week, but we're going to be beginning of the next hearing week on the water.
Great, okay, thank you very much for that. And can we all turn our cell phones to silent, please? Just for the record, Commissioner Rodway is absent today and I'll be asking his questions for him in his absence. First submitter on the list is Alistair Gibson.
Correct.
Come on up. Morning and welcome. We've read the original submission that you lodged, which was solely focused on the physiographic zones. But you're very welcome to speak to that and highlight key points for us.
I think also in my submission, sir, I did note on methods of payments and how things should be working, and I'll address that. Part of my submission is really from, you know, being as a consultant around the district, you see that there's a lack of trust. Because, and I think this comes back to the lack of good science that is being, as we're being told is good science, but when we come to the actual guts of it, it's not. And one of them, I attended a land and water meeting earlier in the year, and this young fellow said, it takes us 10 years to model a estuary so as we get things right. At the end he said, well, we're going to employ NIWA to model it for 6 months and we will determine from that how the catchment of the whole river will work. And really that just does not work because you're taking the people of Southland as fools. And the mistrust builds. It also mistrust builds with overseer and using that. Simply because there's a lot of things in that, and depending on what version you've got, as to where and what answer you will get. And I refer that especially to Lucerne. There's a difficulty because there is a perception out there that the rural people and the urban people are being treated differently. Part of that comes out in the monitoring of their point sources as being down the river by a significant distance to allow dilution. Now, if that was a private enterprise farmer, he would be monitored at his point, discharge. Also, they have the right to put sewage in at high flows as raw sewage. And I think we all need to get together so that we all know what's going on. We're all working at this together and we move forward. I think the other thing that gives us distrust and also poor understanding is the fact that we have an environmental organisation named as Environment Southland running a police system under a system that we also we go to get help for. And what's happened to some of my clients, they've gone to get help and all of a sudden they're up in front of the Environment Court and fined several thousand dollars. Doesn't work. That needs to be split off, or if there is going to be true help, what it really says to my client is don't say a word, fix up what you've got and move on. Now, if we count for, if we look at all those things going on and we are asked then to be the funders in the rural community of pure water systems, I go back to my experiences overseas and see that there are environmental subsidies paid, so everybody ends up paying to share in the benefits of that pristine, clean environment. The present situation, and under the present plan, it looks like that it is only going, that is going to be us as private enterprise people that are going to end up paying for this. The public, as they see it, and as I go around around Southend, are very sceptical, are not convinced, and see a lot of holes. Possibly then the actual selling of the land and water plan hasn't been that good, and that's probably why you've got the response. So private enterprise can't keep adding costs to its system. It must end up with an environmental subsidy that we end up, that everybody gets treated fairly and evenly. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gibson. That was quite a wide-ranging speech. I'm not sure if you've been to many plan hearings before, but I do note you list yourself as a farming consultant, so I'm assuming
correct.
That you may have done. Our job is to consider the notified provisions of the plan and decide how and if they should be amended based on the submissions received.
I've just given you a submission.
Can you just let me finish, please? Now, your submission sought the deletion of all farming restrictions based on the, you call them the physiological zones, or I think you meant the physiographic zones. So is that still the relief that you seek?
Yes, but I've gone wider than that and just really looked at it and said how the people see it and where it is, and to actually get it going forward on a reasonable sort of a level, there needs to be more information, more accurate information.
Thank you very much for that. I'll see if we have any other questions for you from the panel. Edward?
Yeah, no questions for me.
Eric?
No, I'm fine.
Lloyd?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
And Commissioner Rodway had no questions for you either. Thank you very much for coming in.
Slightly lucky then.
Can next stay there for me?